It's Dr. Xin Jun. Yes.
Pointer? Do you have a pointer? No pointer.
No pointer.
No. Okay. And that's
just tap
forward and backward. Yeah. No, I don't need forward and backward.
Yeah, it's just up down.
Up and down. Let's see. This is up.
And then this one.
Oh yeah. This is up and down. Okay. Good morning. I want to talk a new subject. Nothing to do with Paulie Hallett. About sulfur. Lately, after NPK major nutrients, the secondary nutrient of sulfur has attracted a lot of attention from the researchers, mainly because more and more farmers to find out that soils are low in sulfur. That's the reason because many two major reasons. One is the long-term use of NP fertilizer by the farmers without sulfur, such as MAP, DAP, TSP, and urea. The other one is that environmental pollution control regulation has limited the emission of SO2 gas from the coal power plant, and therefore that less deposition of sulfur from the air to the farmer's field. Therefore, that fertilizer companies have begun to introduce the sulfur fertilizers. Now, one of the major differences of the so-called new generation of sulfur fertilizers, because the element sulfur, with and without ammonium sulfate, is in the granular form. You see, in the past many years, that research have done a lot of work on sulfur oxidation, because element sulfur will become available once only it is oxidized to sulfate. The oxidation depends on particle size, and has been done hundreds of papers published on the factors affecting the oxidation of powdered element sulfur. And less beginning to show up is the granules. I want to pay your attention on the, thank you. The granular form, this is something new. I'll bet you that the new publications coming up from two major groups of researchers, one in Australia, one at IFDC, Open University, etc. So I want to draw your attention that we are going to talk about granular urea, sulfur fertilizer, not powder form. The fertilizer companies have marketed several sources of so-called new fertilizers of granular sulfur fertilizer. Now, very interesting, unlike urease inhibitors, you know that the MVPT or called Argotan, that hundreds of papers published on Argotan, the urease inhibitors, before the company introduced the product to the market. In the sulfur, this new fertilizer is the other way around. Fertilizer companies have marketed the fertilizer almost 10, 15 years ago, and now they are beginning to ask the researchers to conduct the research. And therefore, most of the scientific journal, peer-reviewed scientific journal, have very little information, especially the economic results of field trial. Under the field trial, you don't see the many papers published in that. First of all, let me briefly mention about the sources of commercial grade fertilizer like Mosaic, meaning Mosaic and Shell, and then this is Tiger XP, it's called Tiger Salt Company. The so-called, they are all in granular form, okay? Just keep in mind, granular form. And the important thing is that different types of product could have, like in this case, is the Mosaic MES 15S, 10S, and it's a MAP granule enriched with aluminum sulfur and ammonium sulfur, and then at the total 10%, 5% belongs to the aluminum sulfur, 5% from ammonium sulfur, and so on. So look at it, this is a 15%, but normally 50-50 ratio between the aluminum sulfur and ammonium sulfur. And the Shell Canada, this is strictly on just the TSP granule with aluminum sulfur, no ammonium sulfur, but another product with ammonium sulfur with this kind of ratio. Okay? And then this is strictly bentonite granulated aluminum sulfur. In this case, 85%, they also have a 90% called Tiger 90. And here, of course, has no ammonium sulfate. So as you can see that there are all kind of commercial products that being marketed to the farmers, but very little information available in the scientific journals, etc. So keep in mind, it's something like, let's see, forward. Okay. The company's claim of the granular sulfur fertilizer products by producers as compared with ammonium sulfate for seasons long or first crop. Now, when I say seasons long, means one season, one crop, say canola, sugar cane. The first crop means a season has two crops, maize, wheat, maize, soybean, etc. So we are dealing with the first crop. That is the initial sulfur effect. We don't talk about residual sulfur effect, the long-term sulfur effect. So concentrate only on the initial one. The granular bentonite ES products that the company has claimed that the sulfur oxidation to sulfate can provide available sulfur during the crop growth to maturity. That's the first crop to maturity. The granular MES mixture of ES and AS products, then they claim that ammonium sulfate provide the first part of the crop growth, and then ES oxidation takes time and then can provide the later stages of crop growth to maturity as compared with ammonium sulfate. So basically they are claiming this type of sulfur fertilizer should be as good as ammonium sulfate because the sulfur oxidation can also provide available sulfate. The objective of the study is mainly to examine and discuss the oxidation of two granular ES and MES products in lab incubation, then in relating to the reported agronomic results in greenhouse experiment. I skipped the field trial because I have presented this topic in the last 2-3 years and also presented the field trial. And if you are interested, go to look at the Agronomy Journal, the May and June issues of Agronomy Journal this year has a review article by several co-authors, including myself, which include the field trial result, but not from the scientific journals or the conference proceedings and so on. The sulfur sources for incubation, one is the granular, this is MES-10 mosaic product, and then we finally ground the powder to from this one. So comparing the same compound, but granular form versus powder. Then this is Tiger XP, which has 10% bentonite, 85% NM sulfur, and 5% the company called activator. But they don't tell you what is the activator. So we don't know, but it's supposed to activate the sulfur oxidation. Then the one that's not from number 3, we found in ground, the this Tiger XP. And then we look at the soil incubation. We use the Alabama soils, it's the loamy sand. This was done by Open Universities. Soil pH around pH 4. The available sulfate by P solutions, very low, about 1.5. The procedure is very simple. We use only 2 rates. And then incubation at 0, 1, 3, 6, and 10 weeks. And then soil samples were extracted to a P solution, and then to measure the degree of sulfur oxidation as sulfur. We didn't use the isotope. It's a simple experiment to see how the degree of ES granular ES oxidation. Now, before I present the results, some of you have probably seen this slide, is the incorporation of granular element sulfur in soils. And if you compare the powder element sulfur in here, okay, now you see the very good homogeneous distribution of powdered element sulfur. Once you apply the granular sulfur, of course, it's also present in here. Now, this is MAP, DAP, granule, of course, would disintegrate to the soil and release elemental sulfur powder. This elemental sulfur powder has been ground to a very fine size. They call micronite size, and some company even mentions the nanometer size. You see, the old concept is say elemental sulfur oxidation increases as particle size decreases. So the engineer thought that if we finally ground the elemental sulfur to the nanometer size, oxidation very, very fast. That's the initial 10, 15 years ago. The company engineers thought about it. But they forgot that this is the, once the granule disintegrate, the elemental sulfur still clustered, localized, unless you plow the soil. or unless you do something to disperse the ES particles. Furthermore, the ES particles, this micronized element sample can coalesce to form larger gray aggregate because they are the element sample is hydrophobic. In other words, you know the hydrophobic? You put two slices of glass, it's very difficult to pull them out, right? Because they can stick together as repel the water flow. So this can increase the aggregate size. And once you increase the larger aggregate size of element sulfur, even sulfur particles, very, very fine, nanometer, micronized, but localized because the bacteria have to use the work on the surface of element sulfur. So let's look at the result in here using this Tiger XP, that's bentonite granular element sulfur. This is the ground powdered Tiger XP. But if you look at the granular original one, the commercial granular versus control, incubate up to 10 weeks, basically no oxidation at all. In other words, during the 10 weeks, no oxidation of Tiger XP. How about this MES mosaic product of MES-10? Here, of course, it has 50% of ammonium sulfate. So when you apply 100 milligram ES, 100 gram, milligram of AS, initially you extract the ammonium sulfate is water soluble. So you extract almost 95%. If you look at the regression, it's not 100% recovery, but 95%, you know, almost, and no oxidation at all. Otherwise, the point should go up. The powdered MES-10, you can see that powdered aluminum sulfur was oxidized to certain degrees. So again, the even though this is about 95, but this is from ammonium sulfate. So basically, this product also got no significant oxidation in the granular form. In the powder form, it did. Now, how do we apply this kind of lab results to the reported greenhouse experiment? One is that this is from Friesen. You comparing the gypsum versus the bentonite granular element sulfur, and this is the dry media of maize, and you can see that for gypsum, even as low as about 10, already reached the maximum, whereas this Tiger 90 bentonite granular element sulfur, even 130 still results on about 5 milligram of gypsum. So basically, this product was not good to provide the available sulfur. Now, to look at the mixture of ammonium sulfate plus ES, this one I presented before, is that theoretically, if you look at the ammonium sulfate versus this is the rate and then this is the sulfur uptake. And if this mixture of ASMs got the enum sulfur oxidation, should provide available sulfur, and then this data point should be above the line of AS. This is the check, and this is the ammonium sulfate. Now, if this no elemental sulfur oxidation in this product, the data points and ammonium sulfate point should follow the same trend. Isn't that right? Let's look at, now here is the MAS-15X done in, conducted in Brazil. Now you can see that the granular ammonium sulfate versus granular MES-15 apply as ammonium sulfate rate, and you see the data point followed on a single regression line nicely, indicates that no significant elemental sulfur oxidation in the product. This one is the wheat grown to maturity, and this is the total sulfur. So if you look at the total sulfur, the ammonium sulfate data points about the line of MES-15. And if you look at the slope, it's actually 50% off. It's only a half. Then you apply to ammonium sulfate sulfur. The two sources follow the same regression line. Again, indicated for wheat to grow to maturity, no contribution from element sulfur oxidation in the granular form. So the conclusion is that there were no significant oxidation of granular bentonite ES or in that MES product due to the locality effect. The soil incubation explained that the lack of ES oxidation in granular form, look at the underneath underscore of the granular form, the associated available pigment comes from the ammonium sulfate. The result do not support the claim by the producer of those products saying that EX oxidation can provide the available sulfur to the first crop or the season long crop. So residual, it may have some effect, but it is out of the scope of this discussion. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.